This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another hectic week for Missouri senators.
Senate bills for perfection, informal
calendar. The week began with time spent on Senate Bill 982. Sponsor, Senator Paul Whelan of Imperial, tells his colleagues his proposal seeks to specify which ailments qualify as emergency medical conditions.
This bill looks to address how insurance companies manage emergency room claims and direct pay to providers.
During discussion, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur thanked the sponsor for including her language that would stop higher bills for using an out-of-network doctor.
They will be billed no more than they would have been billed had those people been in-network.
Senate Bill 982 has been given preliminary approval and Senator would still need another positive vote before it could move to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Bill 2044 with the Senate.
Wednesday afternoon saw time devoted to House Bill 2044. Bill Handler, Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield, says this measure would make changes to public employee retirements.
The Senate committee substitute makes the language identical to the Senate bill, which was passed out of committee unanimously.
During discussion, Senator Jacob Hummel of St. Louis mentioned this could affect people wanting to teach in St. Louis.
They did express some concerns about the legislation.
House Bill 2044 has been set aside for further talks.
It'll get a hearing.
And I'm sure that our caucus has lots of ethics bills.
In terms of those measures still undecided, Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin says House Bill 1303, Ethics Reform, was the first to be sent to the upper chamber this session.
I see no reason why that we can't do something.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says they don't have to use the House version.
We have several members out of the nine of us that file similar bills every year.
We went through over 2,200 pages of line items.
Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Dan Brown of Rolla says his panel has Missouri's proposed fiscal year 2019 budget ready for the entire Missouri Senate.
It's extremely important that we move forward with the budget bills maybe a little faster than even normal.
My caucus will meet and we will decide what we will do.
Senator Walsh says people have something to say about term limits, which would be addressed under Senate Joint Resolution 27, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives last week.
Constantly, I have been asked to carry legislation that would remove term limits.
No further business.
The final 4 weeks start Monday. And remember,
Monday,
you can follow
April
these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov.
Favor that motion, say
reporting
aye.
From the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.